Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
In the past months, the Chicago sports stars like Mark Burley, Sammy Sosa, and Derrick Rose have received honors that mark their legacy one way or another. Who is the next Chicago sports star who will be hearing about being honored in a similar fashion?
Based on the Mark Burley statue, what it's going to look like, what the pose will be, and... Yep. That's been fun to consider. I think it seems also very familiar because we just got done talking about Sammy Sosa and, well, Sammy, do you want the statue or the retired jersey? Both! And obviously Derrick Rose night at the United Center brought up a lot of memories. I think that it's got to be one of the Blackhawks, doesn't it? I think that maybe Jonathan Toews at some point, but is he coming back? I would think it'd have to be a Blackhawk given how many players in that range. I know everybody in the organization kind of wants to forget that sometimes, or maybe wait till it's more appropriate to remember that or honor that. But I would think it would maybe Jonathan Toews. I don't know if it's going to be a Bears Hall of Famer. I don't know if anybody's that close between Lance Briggs and Tillman and Olin, possibly. But I think if you look at somebody who might be outside the box a little bit, Candace Parker, you know, she's out of the WNBA, maybe the Chicago Sky, looking for some sort of buzz, retires her jersey. She won a championship here in her hometown. I'm not quite sure, but maybe John Lester, if it's a Cub, maybe John Lester is the next guy. That 2016 team doesn't really have anybody that screams Hall of Famer or legacy. They were just it was just a great team. Joe Maddon, I don't know. What do you think, Dustin? I don't know if there's any definitive guy who's kind of waiting his turn, because the three we just mentioned, they were all kind of due.
Well, I do think this is a very fun question, and I'll just say it. I may not answer this the way we want it answered, but you just brought up the 2016 Cubs, David, and what my original thought was, and I know he wasn't an athlete per se, but if you're going to honor anybody for the 2016 team in some shape or fashion, wouldn't it be Theo Epstein? Wouldn't he be the person that
I
you would?
I thought you were going to say Joe Maddon. Honest to God,
when you just set that up.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But I would go Theo Epstein. Now, David, I think you make a really good point about Jonathan. I don't think you can do Kane because he's still playing.
Right.
Toews, maybe he comes back. Maybe he doesn't. It also, like, they might be the team that needs the best PR hit that hasn't done something yet, meaning the Blackhawks. So that's why maybe the Taves thing makes sense. Where are we, though? Where are we with Steve McMichael? So Steve McMichael is entering the Hall of Fame. He's getting that honor, which is like the ultimate honor. Will the Bears do a patch or a decal, or will they paint something on the field to recognize and honor him? And is that the same? I don't think they're going to retire the number 76, and I don't think they should. But could that be could there be a Mongo patch or a Mongo sticker or a Mongo paint job on the field? Is that connect? It's not a statue. It's not a retirement jersey. But I actually think the next one, if Mongo fits the criteria, I think a Mongo patch or sticker is what we probably would see next. And the 2016 Cubs, for me, it's Theo.
So I looked at this a little differently, too. I was thinking about these three people who are mentioned here. So you got Burley, who is almost like in self-exile, not exile, just a guy that likes to be by himself. He's down on the farm and hunting and, you know, had a great career here. Always welcome to anything, but doesn't really go out that much. So it was great that they brought him in and they reconnect and they're going to do the statue, and that's wonderful. And it makes sense. He's one of the greatest players I've ever seen. I think that that Derrick Rose had left the team and was at different places and was, you know, it wasn't until he retired that you could have him back and then kind of celebrate what was a career cut by injury. Sammy Sosa, now that's an actual exile, and that's a very long time that you went, and that was because he didn't apologize. So you got the apology, but he wouldn't apologize for what you might have wanted to apologize, but he said apology. Let's just celebrate him. I think that there will be some great Ditka celebration at some point, and he will be honored, for one of the great football lives of this century and very important
that's
Chicago.
That's a good one, too.
And I think that he's never not been welcome.
He's never not been honored.
No, he's never not been honored.
Look at the commercial.
Yeah.
You're paying homage to Mike Ditka in the commercial.
But it occurred to me, like, am I wrong to think that at some point, and, you know, I'm not saying it's going to come now, but at some point maybe Brian Urlacher is kind of back in the fold. He left in a bad way, kind of, right? His career probably ended the wrong way.
Yeah.
And, there are teammates of his who I've talked to that aren't happy with some of the political stuff that's come out. I think that Urlacher will at some point be welcomed back and have a moment with the Bears. And I don't even think he's ostracized or removed, but he's just not with them at this point for whatever reason.
It's a kind of thing, if you're talking about alumni relations, you know, with Bears alumni, that Kevin Warren, if he's very smooth and as polished as people say, and we have seen at times, maybe that's an area that he could improve.
Olin, I mean, that's a great one that you mentioned earlier. I mean, they ought to give him a call and apologize. All right. We got a lot to get to.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.